guys, let's talk about good marketing, what it does for you, and what are some of the, what I believe are fake rules that if you can get too, if you get too caught up in these things, then you just really start worrying about that method working, or I'm following that method, or that person told me to do X, Y, Z. And if you've been around, I guess, working for yourself and using certain kinds of methods for a while, you will start, you'll know what I'm about to say is true. One method doesn't work for everybody, full stop, because our personalities are different. Shock, horror, newsflash, that's just like mind-boggling, I know. But the second thing is, the times are changing. Meaning, if you've been around and you've used, for example, Facebook ads before, even if you've used them before and you used to be able to get them to work, what used to work doesn't work. And even if you haven't used Facebook ads, the perfect example of what I'm talking about is our posts on social media used to get a certain amount of traction, for example, even on a business page. And now, as you've probably noticed, your business page posts don't get as much traction. And at the moment, you might have noticed video posts get a lot of traction, in particular live posts. But I'm here to break probably maybe some bad news to you. I don't know what you'd call it, maybe a wake-up call. Guess what? It's not always going to be like that. So one of the things I want you to know is, one, to be prepared for that, but two, to understand that because that one thing works for everybody or anybody or whoever you might be watching, or maybe it's worked for you in the past as well, it doesn't mean it's always going to work. You are going to have to pivot. You're going to have to change. And, you know, in the recent light of the current circumstances of the pandemic, everybody has had to, who works for themselves, has had to pivot, for want of a better word, into some other stream of how they earn an income. Or, you know, hopefully maybe they're in a country that the government decides to support them. Maybe they're not. I'm in a country where the government's decided to support us, but I think that's, you know, this is a whole other conversation, but obviously that's going to end us up further in debt as a nation. Why does it matter? Well, it's going to matter obviously to our kids, but it's another whole conversation. But I guess out of that, I want you to know that it's possible, and this is, I'm speaking from clients' personal experience of people that I've worked with, it's possible for you to get your business to six figures, like multiple six figures a year, without doing a video on social media. Just because it works for some people doesn't mean it's going to work for everybody, especially if you can't do it. I've got clients that haven't even been able to do a video testimonial because they don't want to be filmed. And one in particular I'm thinking of has got eight contractors / employees working in her location now, and she's in earns multiple six figures, and she still has never made a video. So there goes the theory that you must make videos to succeed. I guess my point is, if I can save you some time, energy, money, and more importantly, angst and emotional torture about yourself, in that just knowing that you don't actually have to follow, and nor should you, follow the templated plan of this thing worked for somebody to execute it like this and I have to do it like that no matter what. That definitely doesn't work, especially if it's going against the grain of your personality and the way you would actually like to execute things. And when I say like to execute things, obviously things need to be executed. You can't just sit around and hope that things will work, although putting your dream out there into the ether and then just letting nature take its course definitely works. It definitely does. But for you to enjoy your life as well, I think taking action and getting deeper into the coaching realm, if that's where you are, actually lights us up. It's what we really, really like to do. And because they're the people that I'm helping all the time, and because that's my nature as well of having done this for 22 years, I know that we don't want to spend, as a coach, we don't want to spend more hours behind a computer. It is not our zone of genius at all. And that's why it's also important to take into consideration what your zone of genius is. Now, I'll let you in on a little hint. This client that I mentioned that has been and was gotten to six figures plus, actually, and had multiple contractors working with her, her zone of genius is she's a brilliant technician, absolutely phenomenal at what she does. So the results she's getting with people's bodies are amazing. She's a body worker, and also, when I say body worker, something like a fancy kind of massage therapist, and also, you know, has got credentials coming out of her butt, as in degrees. That actually didn't make her business, because she had that way before I met her.
she was at the point where she was actually thinking of going back and getting a normal day job because she wasn't earning over $50,000 when we met, and because she was living in a major capital city, it was very expensive. So my point is how she marketed, quote unquote, herself, the majority of it was one, through getting fantastic results with clients, which is why I only like to really work with experienced coaches, because you guys know how to change people's bodies. And if you're saying to someone you can help them and you're basing that on a conversation that you've had with them, you do really know that you can potentially help that person. Obviously, the only missing link is if they've got to obviously do what you say. So that's all involved, I think, personally, in the enrollment conversation, so that you can kind of set up a guideline of, right, if you do it, this will work. And if you don't, I'll decide by X amount of time that you're not doing it properly, so that we can exit the contract or however that works. I often like to be flexible like that, and I also like to sit around, I onboard people so they know the amount of time it's going to take to get a result. I've been like that, people's helping them with their bodies, and their health and their fitness, and transforming that, and I'm exactly the same with people's businesses. Anyway, I digress. Let's go back to marketing methods. I want you to know, like, the thing that really good marketing does is it helps make the sale easier. It's very, very simple what good marketing does. Now, the sale is obviously incredibly important. It's incredibly important as a transaction. If you're speaking it with the person on the phone, for example, if it's a sales enrollment call or if it's a written sales page. By the way, you're going to have a high conversion rate if you actually speak to the people on the phone. But you may not have time to do that. You may not want to do that. But I don't know. Most coaches are usually pretty good at sales. They doubt themselves when they start getting into the higher range offer of products that they can offer, because they're used to playing in the lower end service offers of, you know, groups and one-on-one stuff and freebies like coming out of their butt, which does actually, I don't think it damages us, which is why I put out so much free content. So I think that that's a load of rubbish that people say, don't put out free stuff, it just damages your stuff. Whereas I've always gone like lots and lots of free stuff as much as I can handle on my time, because I love the subject matter, so I don't really care how much I'm talking about it for free. Or in the fitness health stuff, like doing seminars and workshops and free sessions with people, whatever, as long as I had time to do it. Because on the flip side of that, I also had and always have and now continue to have extremely high-end offers as well. And those people that are doing those extremely high-end offers as well are pay me enough for me to be able to help them make them my own VIP little, like, you know, kids. Like, it's the ultimate. By the way, if they get into that realm, we've got to be able to have a good relationship, obviously, and that's what I want for you as well. So the people that you onboard into that, you have to be able to get on with them, clearly, and they've got to do what you say, because it makes your life as a coach super, super easy. And that, having people understand that you can help them at that level, is pretty much what good marketing does. Good marketing will overcome objections, I guess, before they're really even objections. And so will the conversation that you have with them. It will help them overcome the beliefs that they might have before they work with you. The beliefs that, you know, they don't know how to get started. They think that what you're talking about is actually going to be incredibly hard to implement. Well, the most important thing is that that content that they're looking at isn't even tailored to them, no doubt, which is one of the reasons that if you are, as a coach, you are teaching and putting up just exercises and just food and then rants about all the things that people need to do to finally get results. And I know they have to do that. Trust me, I do know. But if you'll make, the harder you make it actually seem and the less it is actually applied to that person, I mean, I want them to qualify themselves to you. And I don't want you to lie and make it seem easy, but it is a fine art to dance between the both, because really, if you think about what you would like in a coach in terms of, let's say you wanted to upgrade your body like to next level, you just wanted to get the most phenomenal results and be able to learn from the person as well, because this is how I've always hired a coach for myself, right, with my body. I want that person to tell me honestly when I'm in that situation with them, or when I'm in a consultation with them, maybe the first chat, I want them to tell me honestly how long they think it's going to take. If I do exactly what they say, how long is it going to take? And that conversation is missing in most of our transactions, and it's got nothing to do with sales. That's not true. Okay, a small percentage of that is to do with sales, but a very large percentage of that is to do with an emotional commitment from me, so that if I'm the client, I'm putting myself and that project first, which you agree is like kind of important for me to get the bloody result in the first place. I have to put that project first, right? I have to know that no matter what obstacles come up, even if I'm going away, even if XYZ happens, which is, you know, called life, even if that happens, it's okay because I can get out of bed early, I can change my food, I can do whatever you say, and I can do it for 12 weeks because it's not the rest of my life, right? Now, this is one of the things that I get my clients to do as in my personal training business clients now to do, is to always be onboarding people for whatever their specific amount of time is that they can say in their professional opinion the person will get the result in. Because an experienced coach, and the reason I'm raising my voice is if you're an experienced coach and you are not onboarding people for a certain amount of time, even just an emotional commitment, like how the hell do you know what you're doing with your time and your business and your finances? Like, what's going on? That's one of the clinches to be able to run it as a proper business. Because if you had to, say for example, you had to report your business stats to me, and let's say I'm your boss and I'm like booking people in with you or something, I'd want to know, when does Wendy finish her training so that I can book another one-on-one in with you? When does this person finish because we've got people over here on the wait list? Now that does, I am coming at that from the perspective of, okay, yes, that's happened in my situation before. But if you don't start to treat your business and your appointments and your scheduling and everything else like it's very freaking important time, then if you're not respecting your own time, it actually makes the sale even harder. Can you see? Because if you can't frame back to that person, okay, great. For example, hey, Wendy, yes, I think I can help you do that. And would you like to hear how I can help you do that? Or, okay, well, here are the offers. We can do this or we can do that. I actually highly recommend we do that. So And honestly, if I'm saying that from a place of honesty, that I know that based on my conversation with this person, I know her problems and I know I can help her, it's pretty darn easy to do that next part, right? But she's sitting there with you in the first place, or she's on the phone with you in the first place because your marketing is good and your marketing is working. And you know how you know your marketing's working? People will message you and say, I'd like to work with you on Project X, whatever Project X is. So I know this has been a little bit of a ramble about marketing, what it is, how it looks when it works, structure of business. It's actually how I like to do things, is, you know, let you know what I think is important for the day. And that's actually coming up because it was quite a big theme in our 90-day course call today as we go through, you know, a lot of other topics. So if you've got any questions to do with any of this, if you're an experienced coach and you'd like my help with your business, but you don't know how it could possibly even be possible for you that you could actually have real joy out of your business and create more time, trust me, I know about not having any time. I'm a single mum. It is actually possible for you to create some leverage. And I'm not saying don't create low-end programs. I'm just saying have a suite of things and do it from your bloody skill set, because, wow, it makes your life so much easier. It is not an easy thing to do, but it will make your life easier. It will give you breathing room, and then you can actually give the clients, all of you, without being stressed. Hit me up, kate@katemartinmentor.com, if you've got any questions in relation to any of that. All right, talk soon.